Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, rock god Rick Maxa. We're live at Palmas de Cortez in Baja's East Cape. It's our 21st annual Let's Talk Hookup Palmas de Cortez fun tournament. Lou Duchesne Memorial Tournament presented by George Weir Asphalt and Statewide Stripes here in Los Barriles, Baja, California. Sir, we're having a great time, and we have just been joined with one of the jefes here. Our amigo, our great amigo, Chucky Van Warmer. Buenos dias, Chucky!
Buenos dias, Pete!
Hey! Great to have you, amigo. It's been a while since we heard that here on Let's Talk Hookup, and it's great to have you join us here at this great tournament.
It's great to have you guys here as visiting and course fishing. This beautiful rainy morning here.
Yeah.
In Almas de Cortez.
Yeah, but the fish are biting.
Yeah. The fish are biting.
We're ready to roll. So, speaking of fish biting, we have a great show lined up for you today, and if you want to join us.
Yeah, we're having great times, man. Come down. We always say, come down. That's the best way to join a live broadcast. It's going to be a little bit hard to get here this morning, but come down and get in on the fun, all that's going on at Palmas de Cortez. But if you want to join us on the show this morning, we would love to hear from you. Again, it's very easy to get through. If you want to get through, two ways you can reach us. First, with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Open right now. Or you can reach us on that toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Your chance to get through, talk some fishing with us, talk about the beautiful East Cape, Palmas de Cortez, and also your chance at winning that great prize. If you didn't hear about it at the beginning of the show this morning, giving away a very cool prize to one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's the Rapallo and Williamson Wahoo Special Kit. It includes an assortment of X-Wrap Magnums. It's got some very cool trolling lures from Williamson. It's a kind of a hand-picked kit. It's kind of right for the wahoo fishing that's been going on right now.
Absolutely. And you want to join us, we want to thank Ryan, our phone guy in the studio, handling the calls, and, of course, Adam on the board there. Appreciate all that those guys are doing back in the studio at the Mighty 1090 studio in San Diego. And, Chuck, we were talking earlier, Eddie and Yayo have been doing a great job the first hour talking about all the new additions to Palmas de Cortez. You've been working hard here.
Yeah.
Well, we just remodeled what used to be 14 and 15, we did a little more add up there and build some more rooms, like penthouse and beautiful rooms.
Yeah.
Now we have honeymoon suites here in Palmas de Cortez.
Wow.
Before we had, you know, the condos that acted as honeymoon suites, but now we do have
true luxury suites.
Yeah, true luxury suites and really beautiful. Brand new. You know, Eddie's going to put some pictures where, you know, he's posted.
Yeah.
Oh, he already posted some pictures there at the in the internet, so they can see the new additions we have here at Palmas de Cortez.
You want to get a tour later? Check them out.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And a second honeymoon.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we just celebrated our 10th anniversary, Lolly and I. So yeah, maybe we got to do that. Yeah, for sure. All right, let's find out what's biting out there,
hey,
Rick.
You better believe it, man. It's time for the Catch Report, and they're standing by today. Catch Report sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Terrafin charts give you the latest in water conditions, and they help you catch more fish and save fuel. The Terrafin charts are helpful all year round to find the best water conditions. And check out the new and improved Terrafin Mobile for your Apple or Android device. You can take Terrafin with you everywhere you go, all for the same low price. For more information, check out Terrafin.com. Beauty of Terrafin, too, is it's not just at home. If you're coming down to Palmas de Cortez, you can dial up the Terrafin chart, check out the whole shot of the East Cape, and know right where the hot water is, right when you want to go.
Download it right to your phone or your iPad. It works great. I look at it every day on my iPad.
Great Wi-Fi here, too, at Palmas. Yeah. I mean, you could literally sit in your room, download a chart. The morning you're going to go, hop on the boat with Terrafin Mobile and have a sea temp chart while you're on the boat.
Right on the boat.
Pretty darn cool. Well, hey, let's get things started off with our fishdope.com reporter, the man, Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy from Pacific Edge, is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete. Morning, guys. So,
morning.
Here we are. It's almost mid-October. It's usually, you know, starting to get a little cool, sometimes foggy, and you know, we're all starting to reminisce about the past season, but man, not this year. We're still making memories. This is crazy good. I was just looking at the water temps on the computer. Still very warm, but beginning to cool a little bit, and that's a good thing. But good color, good structure. It's just this season is far from over in terms of our offshore fishing. Biggest news this week has to be that tuna fishing up on the Osborne. It's been mixed grade of fish. You know, some of them smaller ones, 10 to 15 pounders, but a good mix of that 18 to 30. And in the past few days, much more of that bigger fish is starting to filter in. Maybe some of that stuff above us is starting to come back down. But mostly been a light line type of bite, small hook with an anchovy, you know, 20-pound fluorocarbon, number two hook, that kind of thing. And then with these bigger ones showing up, man, they're just tearing up tackle now. You know, you hook 50-pounder on that gear, it's bad news. But, man, it's been good fishing up there. And some of that fish is off the edge of the bank also, and you can drive around, meter those things, drop a jig down, like the famous flat fault, dropping down 15 to 20 to 30 fathoms sometimes is working well on some of those fish. Lots of skipjack around also, and it's certainly not my favorite for the table, but great for lobster bait. It is lobster season, guys. And offshore fishing, in a different vein there, the marlin fishing up to the west there, good water still holding, Anacap and Santa Cruz zone. Stuff still biting, both striped marlin and a few nice big blue marlin mixed in also. It's just crazy how much blues are around this year. But it looks like that water is starting to move a little bit. That, and if that stuff pinches off and that fish starts trickling back down this way, man, get ready for some spectacular fall marlin fishing in our zone here. There's a ton of fish up that way. And then speaking of action, those wahoos are around, still biting, still tearing up tackle. Very frustrating for some guys. You know, they've been fishing days on end for nothing. Other guys drive out a couple hours, catch one there. It's just crazy, but there's been several areas of fish. 5 to 6 out of Dana has been a good one. 267 to 209 has had some better fish here this week. And then also right around the east end of Catalina, just 25 to 40 fathoms around the east end there, there's been a number of fish caught. Most of that fish has been like 35 to 50 pounds. I think the best one this week was 70 plus, man. It's just spectacular. And then
amazing.
We got to shift gears totally for one quick second. I mean, we're talking bluefin, yellowfin, blue marlin, striped marlin, few black marlin, wahoos, and yet one of my buddies just sent me a picture of a full float of squid. Hard to believe,
They're
in that other fishery. So, well, we're not going to deal with any squid fishing here for a while with all this offshore stuff. It's just way too good a fishing, guys. It's time to go.
Rad, Mark. No kidding. And if you want to keep in tune with what's going on, FishDope.com is your source for the greatest information anywhere. And you can save $20 on a new membership to using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. $20 off a new membership to FishDope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, the Pacific Edge store is on the corner of Balta Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. Phone number 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I'm going to go catch a tuna fish tomorrow, guys.
All right, good luck.
Go get him, Mark. Appreciate that phone call very much. Hey, let's continue on with the Catch Sport. Head on down to San Diego over to C4 Sport Fishing. Dr. Good Buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on there at C4?
Good morning, guys. Well, similar fishing. It slowed down a tiny bit there on the half day. Still picking away at some yellowtail, bonita, some bottom fish. Still catching occasional bass. One ling caught yesterday. So not quite what it was, you know, the last 2-3 weeks there, but still catching fish. Three-quarter day, still doing great. Yesterday they had limits of yellowfin. Day before that, 146 yellowfin, 8 Dorado, 14 skipjack. On Wednesday they actually had 85 Dorado in addition to 175 yellowfin. And there's some really good-sized Dorado, and there's some big fish. So great fishing on the three-quarter day still. Those overnight trips, very similar, picking away at those yellowfin, Dorado, skipjack. So seeing a little bit of yellowtail on there. So overall, great fishing still having here, great weather out there. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have our full schedule up there for all those trips, the half day, three-quarter day, the overnights, some day and a half. I know Cortez is running a few there, and some longer trips coming up at the end of the month and next month also. So definitely check that out. You can make the reservations directly online, or you can call us at the office, 619-224-3383. And like we've been seeing for a while here, some great fishing going on.
Fantastic, Marcos. Sounds like good fishing, and we will talk to you next week. Appreciate that report from C4 Sport Fishing, and the beat goes on here in mid-October. And Chuck, you've been fishing here. Give us a fish report here. We miss your fish reports every Saturday morning. So give us a fish report here from Palmas de Cortez.
Well, here in Palmas de Cortez, the fishing for the last couple of weeks was really close by, right in front of La Rivera. We were catching lots of tuna, not big tuna, but nice-sized tuna. We were almost everyone catching 6-10 tuna.
Lots of wahoo, sounds like, too,
lots of wahoo, yes. Been a really great season for
wahoo,
amberjack.
Yeah.
I caught an amberjack.
Amberjack, oh, really?
Yeah,
a big one.
And I ate it this year.
Yeah, is it good eating?
Very good eating.
Is it?
It tastes
kind of like yellowtail, or
kind of like yellowtail.
Yeah,
but a little bit better.
Yeah,
I mean it's really, really good. I really love it.
Oh,
red snappers, good sized rooster fish also.
Yeah,
near the shore. So it's
Woody was telling me they've been catching a lot of boomtail grouper. Is that right?
That's also yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he told me, he said, "How come you don't allow grouper in the tournament?" I was like, "I've never seen a grouper down here." And he said, "Well, next year you're going to have to add them because I guess it's a new species down here."
There are a lot of groupers.
Yeah.
Only that, remember, they got to get out of the park.
Yeah. Oh.
They're usually where you fish them is right in the area where
close to the park. Yeah, yeah.
So there's that point, you know, where you gotta stay out of the park. But at the end, it's like
close enough to get your bite.
We're not luring him like the lion or anything.
Yeah, fishy. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, hey, let's go ahead and jump back into the phones. They're packed up. Ryan, are we ready to roll?
All right. Let's talk to Harry. Harry's calling us from La Jolla. Morning, Harry.
Hi there. Buenos dias, señores.
Hey,
Rick, I got to tell you, you know, I really appreciated your help in the shop and setting me up for the wahoo and everything. One of the things that's really kind of interesting, I love East Cape, and as you probably know, I caught the first wahoo of the season back on March the 26th. Now, the other day, we went out on the commander on the dedicated boat looking for the wahoo, and you had put on that presentation the night before, which was extremely helpful. We did, in fact, land a 67.5-pound wahoo.
That is so cool, man. How cool that a trip could go out just looking for wahoo out of San Diego and then connect on an almost 70-pounder. That's awesome, Harry. And the pleasure is all mine, man. I hope it helped. That's awesome.
Well, thanks again.
Yeah. All right. Great, Harry. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, it's kind of an anomaly in Southern California to have wahoo. But wahoo has become kind of a regular deal here through the summer, through October, November. It's kind of like you can pretty much come down here this time of the year, October especially, and target wahoo, right, Kyle?
Yeah, I got a few wahoos over from August in really good sizes. I mean, almost 60, 70 pounds.
Wow. Yeah.
I think they got over one of our 90, I think so, right? We got a big wahoo this season. And blue marlin, good sizes. I fished a Bisbee, the East Cape Bisbee. It was a great experience. I got a blue marlin, not the winning fish or the weight either, but it was still about 250 plus. And it,
nice.
Blue marlin's been picking up really well this season.
What was the winning fish in the East Cape Bisbee?
It was a black marlin of a 450 plus, something like
wow.
that. Yeah, I can't remember the
size. Seems to me that there's a guy sitting here that has won the East Cape Bisbee before. Chucky, right?
Yeah. Indeed. In 2011. 557-pound blue marlin.
557 blue
7 marlin. Miles from the scale, 2 miles from shore. Come on.
Really?
Just to add a little bit more to the story.
Keep it local.
Keep it really local. The first day, 11:15 was the official time. There was weight and everything. 557 pounds
wow.
the first day.
Seven. Wow.
So right. And you ran across the board?
Every cap. Oh wow.
Because it was nothing caught, you know. I mean there was no other blue marlin caught, so I won.
You swept it. 2011.
That was your year.
What happened this year?
I don't know.
it's
fishing.
Yeah, it's fishing, right. Exactly. Anybody can. That's the thing about it is, like the tuna shootout. at the end of the month. We talked about it earlier in the show. Anybody can join. Anybody can win because it's a one fish, biggest fish deal, right?
That's correct.
Anybody can win.
And there's, you know, there's a lot of participants, but there's only one winner.
Yes.
That's right.
You know? And
yeah.
So you got to keep trying, but it's better than buying a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
I think
your
so.
Odds are much better.
Yeah. Let's take, for example, Team Borracho that won the Dorado shootout.
Yeah.
If, and, you know, like Don himself would say, and we miss Don. Don, I know you're listening out there. We miss you being here at our Let's Talk Hookup tournament. I know you're going to be back next year. He had some difficulties that he couldn't be here, but he won the tournament, and he, as he said, if they can do it, anybody can do it, right?
I mean, how many years have you been fishing it ever since
every
the beginning?
Year. Yeah.
And month. So he says, finally, I got my chance to winning, you know, and so he's a happy camper.
Yeah.
And that keeps the people coming back and back and back.
You know? Oh, yeah.
And it's always fun. You guys put on such a big fiesta for the tournaments, and even if you don't win the tournament, the time that you have is so much fun. And there's just something extra on the line. Every day going fishing a Palma de Cortez is awesome. But when you got the tournament thing, there's one little extra bit of adrenaline when the boat goes out in the morning. And the fiesta at the end of it is awesome.
We have many, many gifts to give away also. We have
yeah.
a lot of sponsors who sponsor the you know. We had a 115 horsepower
Yamaha?
Suki.
Wow.
Yeah, by Arjona who gave it to the biggest tuna, was it?
Wow. Wow. That's
cool.
That's pretty awesome. And that's, you know, the cool thing about tournaments and our Let's Talk Hookup tournament, 21st annual tournament here at Palma de Cortez, we have the same people, the same groups that come year after year. It's like a homecoming for us. It's like all our friends come, and we meet once a year here at Palma de Cortez, and it's like, hey, I haven't seen you in a year.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, you make new friends. And that's the thing. I want to invite everybody to our tournament next year, same date, I believe it's Thursday, October the 7th. And we've already got the rooms blocked. We've already got the boats blocked. And you just call Eddie Shannon here at the Palma de Cortez office and get in on it. And don't wait too long because it's a very popular time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, every year I always ask, hey, how many people have never been here before? And there's always a few that raise their hands. So we always,
sure.
like you said, we have the returning guys that come every
yep.
year that we enjoy seeing once a year. And then we always add some new guys to come in and make new friends, like you said, Pete. So it's a great experience. And I definitely, like I said before about the tuna shootout, if you've never been in a tournament, if you've never been in a year tournament, is a great because it's a fun tournament.
Fun.
It's just relaxed.
And it costs
atmosphere.
Nothing to get in, and we have big prizes.
Yeah, you don't have
yeah.
to worry about paying the high entry fee. You know, you can come in. It's a relaxed environment where you can just enjoy, have fun, and but yet still have that tournament competitive juices flowing,
right.
but still a very relaxed, fun atmosphere.
Yeah. We have kind of a rule in our tournament. If you get too serious, we kind of throw you out.
Yeah.
You're not allowed.
Yeah, yeah.
Not allowed to get
yeah.
serious
yeah.
about it.
Too serious
although,
to qualify.
You can win $1,500.
Exactly.
You could catch the largest wahoo. You could catch the largest tuna and win $1,500 in this tournament.
Yeah, that's nothing to sneeze.
Plus a
and
trip back
yeah.
to come back to Palma de Cortez.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
And gift certificates to Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Maui Jim gift certificates. There's a lot going on.
And you get to meet Pete and Rick.
Yeah, absolutely. And also,
it's not
wanna,
all great, but you know, it's all pretty good.
Yeah, and I also want to thank Justin over at Makaira Pulling Lures, who has provided some beautiful tournament lures for the winners, too. So beautiful lures, Makaira Pulling Lures, and want to thank Justin for providing those for us, too.
Yeah, thanks to all the sponsors for making this tournament happen.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
All right. Before we do that, Mark Wish called back and gave us a little bonus report. He said that yesterday Brandon Hayward caught an 82-pound wahoo locally.
Oh, come on.
Jeez, 82-pounder. Oh, my God.
On his way back from Catalina, probably lobster hooping.
I know there was a picture that he put on Facebook. I don't know if it was that fish. I think it was even previous to that, but of a combo, yeah, of limited lobsters and a wahoo on the deck.
Unreal.
That's crazy.
That's cool, right?
All right, let's jump back into him and talk to Rory from Wildemore. Good morning, Rory.
Yeah, hello, sir. Yeah, hello. Is Tomas still there?
Absolutely, yeah. Tomas is over at Playa del Sol.
Yeah,
he pretty
Tomas
much runs that place. He runs. He works in the front office, and then he'll go down to the dock and send the boats off in the morning, go down at 3 o'clock, receive the boats, and then head back to the front desk to take care of all the things. So him and Brenda run a great operation over there at Playa del Sol, and everybody always calls me and tells me how great of a job those guys do over there, and we're really grateful to have them on our staff.
All right. Yeah, how are you doing, Pete and Rick?
Great. We're having a great time. I wish you were down here. You'll have to come with us next year.
No, I was down there last week. I was
there
down there last week, and we cleaned up. And I just want to say to my, I was at Playa del Sol. So, and
that was a great week last week.
Yeah, we cleaned up. I mean, the first day I caught two Dorado that were over 35 pounds. And then our second day we went out, we got skunked. But the third day we went out off the lighthouse, which is about 20 miles east of, or south of, Playa del Sol, and we killed yellowfin tuna and everything else. And,
sweet.
Yeah, and I mean, we killed yellowfin tuna. I had five yellowfin tuna on within a span of about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Wow.
So,
that'll
okay,
be good.
Yeah, no
nice
kidding.
Nice job, Rory.
You know, mentioned that Ellie Duchesne, Lou's widow, on their boat yesterday, they had a 60-pound rooster fish on a marlin jig yesterday.
Wow.
How about that, huh?
Okay.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Now, listen here. Okay. Now, on the third day, I finally caught my first wahoo. Okay.
Right.
It wasn't big, but they made fun of me because it was small. Okay.
But it's still
delicious.
That's great. Well, I'm glad you had a good time here. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Again, live from Palmas de Cortez. Tons of fun still coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all five species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink, and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnak River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnak gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Lobster season's here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar, based out of SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all styles of hoop nets to commercial, grade rope, buoys, and baiting accessories. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
It's Yamaha's Why Wait Buy Now sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 75 to 350 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of warranty coverage, and eligible new 2.5 to 70 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit. See your nearest Yamaha Outboards dealer for details or visit YamahaOutboards.com. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends November 18, 2015. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents as a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We will also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, live here at Palma State Cortez, having a great time and just loving it down here.
Yeah. It's paradise.
It is so paradise.
And you know what's so cool about it? The greenery makes it even more of a paradise this year.
Really?
Amazing. Have you ever seen it like this, Yayo? You grew up here.
It's been a long since I've seen it this way.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a few rains over the year, but not like this. It's nothing compared to this. It's been beautiful. I mean, it's a beautiful landscape out there.
You know what else, too, is people always worry about bugs or bubbles?
No.
Because they find me.
No.
I'm going to tell you what, and I haven't had one bite yet. I mean, it's not to say that you're not going to get bit by a mosquito here and there. It's a topic. It happens, but I'm telling you, people worry about that.
I was in Canada about 2 weeks ago hunting, and
I got killed
by the bug. And I'm here in the warmth and in the rain, and I don't have any bites or anything. I mean, it's beautiful with the mosquitoes, huh?
Yeah. What'd you hunt for up in Canada?
We went on a caribou run.
Caribou?
Yeah.
Did you get one?
Yeah. We Chucky and I got
you did?
Yeah, I got two, and Chucky got one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
With Dante.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Over at Leaf River Lodge.
Oh, and did you eat the caribou?
Oh, we did. Dante did an amazing work cooking it. Just perfect.
Yeah.
We get to taste it and all.
Yeah. So if you want to bring us some caribou,
we'll do.
Mark Ray is here from Gen Rent Sport Fishing. Welcome, Mark.
Good morning. Good morning. I was listening to your show, as I always try to do on the weekends. And
how do you listen to our show
here?
And Ricky said, come on down. And I just thought, well, I would.
Yeah, why not?
Very often I get to come to a live broadcast, but... But I did. I listen on my iPhone on TuneIn Radio is the way I'm doing it.
I know there's a lot of different ways, but that's just the easiest for me.
Yeah.
I can, even when we're out fishing, I have Wi-Fi on the boat, and I'm able to just tune in radio, and there we go. I got
it. Cool. In fact, a
lot of times I'll get an email from Mark, hey, great show this morning. It's like he's listening live while he's on the boat catching blue marlin and wahoo and tuna here in Los Perillas.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're going fishing right after the show here on Gen Rent 3, your beautiful Cobble 35. What are we going to catch? Well, Mary already caught a blue marlin this morning, as you know.
Pretty neat.
And she got two wahoo yesterday.
That's on Gen Rent?
That was on Gen Rent.
Right.
Yeah, she got two wahoo yesterday. She got a blue already this morning. There's been a pretty good tuna bite off La Ribera. It's kind of a smorgasbord. We'll just have to decide what we want to go target and go do it.
That's so cool.
Wow. So this is our 21st annual tournament here. We have great prizes, cash money for wahoo, dorado, tuna. Give us Mark Rayer's prediction. What's going to take the money tomorrow?
Oof, boy.
How big a tuna, how big a wahoo, how big a dorado? Is it going to be, first of all, is it going to be a tuna or a dorado? Or excuse me. Yeah, well, look at that. That's your phone. So he's got a Let's Talk hookup sound effect on his phone. So we have the division. One division will wahoo or dorado, largest wahoo or dorado. Is it going to be a wahoo or a dorado?
I think it's going to be a wahoo.
Okay. All right.
And although we did see a big dorado yesterday feeding on flying fish.
Oh.
We couldn't catch up with him. He was going fast.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's a few wahoo in the neighborhood, a few dorado in the neighborhood, but... But there's more wahoo. It's more likely it'll be a wahoo.
Okay, and then what about size of the tuna?
Oof, man, there's a few big dogs. You know, most of them are schoolies, but but somebody could catch a big one very easily.
Well, Eddie, you have a forecast.
I'm predicting about 56 pounds will take the tournament.
56 pounds, okay. All right, cool. Well, that's great. Now, of course, you operate Genrent Sports Racing, three boats. Oh, there's your phone's ringing off the hook there. Look at that. Listen to that. You operate your three boats and pick up people right here at Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, right?
We do.
All the time.
All the time. We did yesterday. We're going to do it. We had one boat at Playa del Sol yesterday. We had another one here yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, for your tournament.
Right.
We're going to grab you guys off the dock here as soon as we get over the show. So.
Yeah. And, Eddie, you book Genrent through your booking office.
Absolutely, yeah. One of the things I wanted to comment on, you know, our fleet, even though, you know, we do have a large fleet, we don't have any of the, like, the boats that Mark has, you know, the super deluxe cruisers. We don't have them in our fleet. So we use, you know, Genrent and the Vaquero, right? The new one that you have.
The new Vaquero.
And those are some beautiful luxury boats. And we have a lot of clients, the ones that are going to stay in the penthouse and the luxury suite, that are going to want to spend the extra money and go on a really, really nice boat and a great experience. And Mark provides that down here, and it's something that, you know, we really don't have in our fleet, but Mark makes up for it on the other side. So we work hand-in-hand with Mark to provide a great service for clients that are looking for that high-end service.
Carry the luxury over from the stay to the boat and everything.
Exactly.
Matches perfectly with the new suites.
Exactly. And Mark does a great job, and he provides a great service, you know, for that high-end client. And so we have, you know, we love working with Mark, and it's been a great relationship for many, many, many years.
Yeah, I'm not a high-end client, but I'll tell you what, I like fishing with Mark.
Thank you.
like a lot of people do, right?
Well, it's just so seamless. You know, people call me and they go, well, can you pick us up at Palmas de Cortez? Well, the rest of the people that are getting on other boats don't even realize that we're not part of the fleet. I mean, lunches on the dock, it's just totally seamless.
Part of the thing.
Yeah.
And that's that same thing we talked about, where you can be fishing on a Super Panga and stay in a $150 a night room with two people, or you can go to the luxury penthouse and fish aboard Genrent.
Yeah, definitely you can mix and match.
Everything in between.
Yeah. You can mix and match. We have the beautiful penthouse, like we were saying earlier, and definitely Genrent, which are beautiful boats, Cabo 35, in excellent condition, great gear.
Yeah.
And great guides, too.
Yeah.
So it's basically the whole package, definitely.
Yeah.
You can compliment on that.
Yeah. And your deluxe cruisers here at Palmas de Cortez, I know I have a lot of favorites, El Borracho and Tio Tico, and, I mean, there's several of your cruisers here with top-notch captains.
Yeah, you know, we're lucky in that respect. We have some of the top crews in all of the East Cape working for us, and so we're real lucky on that side. And one of the things I also wanted to comment just to add to what you were saying, Pete, is a lot of guys can also mix and match. Like, a lot of guys will come down and they'll say, hey, we're going to fish, you know, a couple days with Mark on the Genrent, and then there's six of us. We're going to take three Super Pongas out on the last day, and they do some inshore fishing, and they hit the roosters inshore because they want to get that experience as well. So you don't have to go, you know, 3 days on the same boat. You can go, you know, two or three days on a cruiser and then a couple days on Super Pongas, and people do that all the time. And especially if they want to go fly fishing, you know, on the Super Pongas work a little bit better because you can drop that bimini top and then you can have a lot more casting room on that. So people tend to mix it up, and it ends up working out great, great experience.
Nice, nice. Hey, let's go live to the Tribune right now. Mike's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning, gang. How's it going down there? Enjoying the weather, I'm sure.
Life is very good down here, Mike.
You'd think that it's like that up here, too. It's probably 80 degrees this morning, flat, greasy, calm, fishing 75-degree water and catching some yellowfin.
Nice.
It sounds like the East Cape.
Fishing, for the most part, has been very good lately. We're still continuing on. Yesterday we had 149 yellowfin, a few Dorado. The day before that we had limit the yellowfin, limit the Dorado. The Dorado are really nice, great fish, up into the mid-20-pound range in some cases, and just a great way to spend the fall. And oddly enough, yes, there has been some wahoo around. We've picked up five of them here in the last few weeks.
That's just crazy.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely crazy, Mike.
The week goes
so cool.
On. And the cool thing about this time of the year is light loads and lots of availability to go fishing, right?
That's exactly it. This coming week, I think Sunday night, we have enough to go, maybe 10 or 12 people, and really good chance to get on a big boat like this and fish with, you know, 12, 15, 20 guys. Some very, very good fishing still to be had. Looks like a nice stretch of weather. Give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. And I don't know if you guys saw that picture of Brandon Hayward's wahoo yesterday, but, man, it might be a triple-digit wahoo to sell.
Whoa.
The fact that you might be able to catch one of those on a one-day trip out of San Diego is just incredible.
Pretty amazing. All right, Mike, thanks a lot for calling us from the Tribute out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. Time to go fishing, and we'll talk to you real soon. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right.
All right. Hey, Ryan, let's go ahead and jump into those phones.
All right. Let's talk to Randy in Costa Mesa. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Randy?
Hello, guys. You there?
Yeah. Loud and clear. Randy, what's
Hello.
Up?
Hey, guys. I was interested in the airfare between San Diego and Tijuana, and what kind of price difference is there?
Boy, it's so variable, and you got to watch. You know, I'll give you an example. I like to fly on Alaska Airlines out of San Diego. I just love that airline. They do such a great job. I bought our tickets about 9 months ago, and three of us flew for $900.
That's awesome.
$300 a piece, round trip, including the tax.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
However, that was advanced purchase. You got to watch it. They go up and down. Ricky, were a last-minute addition, bought your tickets like 3 weeks ago. The fares were $600-$700 for that same ticket, right?
Right, and that was exactly it. You know, we found out very late in the game, hey, timing is working out, we're going to be able to go, that's the beauty of the East Cape, man, we're going to book it and go for it. But the flights, you know, it's just all about the availability of the flight. That plane was getting very full, and therefore the ticket price increases quite a bit. So for us, the tickets were about $700 per person. So we did a little bit of looking. Volatus, that flies out of Tijuana, was less than $300 per ticket 2 weeks out. So, you know, my girlfriend Brittany and I flew down at $700. I think we figured out it was $730 of savings that we would have spent had we taken a different flight.
Less than $300, 2 weeks out. Round trip. And the other thing about Tijuana that's coming up is this beginning of December, beginning of January, they have the cross-border bridge where you can park on the U.S. side and walk into the Tijuana airport. You're going to make access so easy.
That's going to help
a
lot.
You can Uber down to the border there and walk across into the airport.
And it's only going to be, I think it's only going to be for people with your boarding pass of your ticket. It's not going to be a big hassle
to get
through and all stuff. You also got a couple of more options. Well, you have another option, which is Aerocalafia, which flies from Tijuana La Paz. That's another way to get down here.
Oh.
And it's a more cheaper price. It will go over 300 round trip still. And that's a very good option if you're flying.
Aerocalafia.
Aerocalafia.
Okay.
Aerocalafia, yeah.
Yeah. And then you can fly nonstop out of Orange County. You can fly nonstop out of Los Angeles. What am I missing? San Francisco?
Ontario? Is Ontario still flying? I think they were flying down from Ontario. Definitely, I know that Southwest or they... Yeah, San Jose, California, San Francisco, Sacramento. So there's a lot of places that you can definitely fly out of.
Just to reiterate, for a guy that's thinking about it, there's a lot of inexpensive options now because there's competition. And that bridge is going to decrease the price flying out of San Diego with the competition. And, you know, take it from me, the Tijuana option is unbelievably easy should you decide to go that
route. It's a nice airport.
Yeah, we cabbed right to the border. We got at the pedestrian crossing. You literally walked across the border. It was a couple hundred yards. You got in a cab that took you right to the front door of the airport. And once you stepped inside, you wouldn't know that you weren't at Lindbergh Field or any airport in the States. Unbelievably nice. Very modern, very nice plane, super, super easy process.
And I remember the one time that I flew on Volaris, I remember the one thing that stood out to me was that the flight attendants all looked like they were from, like, the 1960s and the Pan Am days. They were, like, dressed with the scarf and
the
hat. And it was it still like that,
same,
Rick?
Yeah, that was Ricky's favorite part. Look at all the flight attendants.
Yeah, it's like a retro flashback.
Cool. Yeah. Very, very fun.
Pretty neat. Hey, so get on down here. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Somebody wants to book a room. Prime seasons are, you should book ahead, right? Like for our tournament, like this time of the year, next October, We have our 22nd annual Palma Seca Test Tournament. It's not too early to start looking at booking.
Never too early. We have people that actually are booking for 2016 and 2017 right now, especially if you want, you know, to get your boat. For example, if you have your favorite boat, whether it be like the J&B or the Gen Ren, and you definitely have to come a certain week, you need to book that way in advance, because those popular boats, people will actually fly home, or not even fly home, they'll come into my office as they're checking out and say, hey, I want this boat next year, same dates, book it for me right now. I don't want anyone to snake that boat from me, and they book them way in advance, so it's never too early.
Same with you, Mark, right?
Yes, it is, and I have regular clients that come every year, and before I give their date away, I will make sure that they're not coming. So if you fish with us every year and you are on a pretty regular schedule, you're not going to get the rug pulled out from under you. We'll make sure that we have the boat for you before we rent it to somebody else. But we're already 25% booked up for 2016.
Wow.
So it's not too early to book.
Yeah, it's not too early to book.
And we added another boat, and we're still 25% booked up.
Wow. So I might also add, too, is that if you do fly in Alaska, is they have a low-price guarantee. So if you buy your ticket now for next year, and the price goes down, they'll give you back that in a credit on your account at Alaska Airlines.
Really
cool.
We have that low price guarantee also. If you book now, when we raise our rates for 2016, you're going to get 2015's rate.
Okay.
To book ahead.
Okay. That's a good point, too. Now, you guys do that, too, right?
Yeah, you know, as long as you put a deposit down, you can book out as far as 2018, 2019
sure.
if you want. As long as you put a deposit, you're locking in the rates for at the point that you book
the
trip. So it's a good, you know, if you want to put the deposit down on the trip, we'll lock it down for you.
It's an easy game down here. It's so easy and so much fun.
One stop shop.
It's so close, but it's a totally different world.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, it is a very, very short flight. It's very easy to get to. But when you get down to Baja down here at Palma Seca Cortez, you're in a whole other world. Mindset, the attitude, the people, it's just awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a beautiful town. Still, we have these upgrades year after year. We have all these luxury boats. We have the luxury complexes. But still, Los Barriles is a beautiful, beautiful, quiet, relaxing spot that, it's very hard to match up.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people wonder about Mexico sometimes, and I think it's finally starting to people are realizing it is, but the safety issue. Everybody knows, is it safe to come to Baja?
It is. I mean, you hear all of these stories, and you have to realize that these problems are happening. It's not different like any gang fight that you have in LA, in any bad neighborhood in LA, right?
Yeah.
The good thing about us, and we're in Los Barriles, we're not that close from the big cities and let alone the mainland, which are the really big problems. And we have basically none of those crimes and all of the violence or whatever that they're showing on the news. We're actually in a very, very lucky spot because we don't have... We have all the calmness, all the quiet, you know. We don't have the big city issues that are occurring on other parts of the Mexico. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a different world.
Yeah,
it's like an island.
Yeah, it is. It's basically an island, and all of the greenness that you're looking now, it makes you feel like it, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Ryan.
All right, let's talk to Doug. Doug's calling us from Montebello this morning. Morning, Doug.
Hi, I was wondering about. You know, the weather gets pretty warm down there. While I was having access to, like, fluid water and juice, anything else, always...
Keeping hydrated is very important.
Absolutely, yeah. No, definitely. You know, here the night before you go out, you're going to go see our boat dispatcher and Anibal, and he's basically going to take your drink order, your lunch order. So you're going to make sure that, you know, you order plenty of water to go out on that boat. Actually, right now it's been, you know, like I think it's what, 79 degrees right now.
All our hydration is already on Genren 3. It's I think we have 24 beers, 24 Pacificos, and a couple of waters, I think, too. So we're very concerned about being hydrated today.
The count on the beer might not be that high now.
Your
was already there.
Yeah.
Maybe down a few beers already.
Yeah, but hydration is very important here.
Well, and the other thing, besides water, from the resort here, you can order Gatorade, you can order other drinks that... to hydrate,
margaritas, pina coladas, there's all kinds of things to hydrate.
You can buy your fishing licenses, all your drink orders, Anibal does all that the night before.
Yeah, you just walk into his office.
Walk into his office and takes care of it, put it on your hotel bill. it's a done deal.
Exactly. Yeah, you
yeah.
just go in there and buy your fishing license and tell them what you want for your drinks and your food lunches, and it all gets charged to your room, and you're off the next day. And you know, for me, you know, hydrating for me is going to a Pacifico Light, because that's you know, water.
Yeah.
Hydration.
That's
for me.
Good hydration. Yeah.
Hydration beers.
Indeed.
You know, the other thing I want to mention, because I just recently got asked a couple times. Our electricity here is 110. You don't need any converters. You plug the normal stuff that you use in the United States in. You don't have to have pesos, dollars spend everywhere here.
Yes.
However, the peso to dollar ratio now is very in favor of Americans.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, depending on how much money you're going to spend, and you don't have to have it. You know,
no.
People want
to
exchange money at the airport. Well, you're better off spending your dollars than changing at the airport. If you get here and you get a favorable exchange rate, then that's fine. But it's not necessary. So,
yeah.
So we have, you know, it's like
yeah.
being in the United States, except for it's better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I like that.
You know, Chipito's, the local market here, which is the big supermarket here in Los Barriles, 16-to-1 exchange rate. So if you use dollars, 16 pesos to $1 right now. And I think the count on the open market is like 16.50, so it's pretty darn close to real market value.
What I like to tell people, too, and this is what me and Shannon do when we first come down, is, you know, bring up some dollars, but what I like to do is go right to the ATM machine here in town, and your bank always guarantees you the best exchange rate.
Yeah.
So you're always going to get the current, you know, exchange rate. So it can be 16.50.
Yeah.
And so basically you can go in, get a little bit of pesos out so you can spend the pesos down here if you'd like, take it out of your ATM, get the best exchange rate, and take advantage of that exchange rate. As best you can.
So when you use your ATM card here, you'll get pesos out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You'll get pesos.
At the going rate.
Yeah, and then you look at your statement, and you're like, oh, wow, they gave it to me at $16.75.
Yeah.
And
a $3 charge on the ATM.
Yeah.
We actually have an ATM in front on our lobby. So when you're checking in,
you can get your pesos
in,
right
there.
That's
a really good way to do it. A little cash if you need some. And there's another one just outside of town, which is walking distance from the hotel still.
Sure.
Yeah.
The other thing I've talked about this before is if you use your credit card for dinner, for your hotel bill, whatever, you're getting the current exchange rate from the bank. However, make sure that your bank doesn't charge a foreign transaction fee.
Yeah.
There are several credit cards that charge foreign transaction fees. They're not big, but you don't have to. There's plenty of credit cards that it's free.
Yeah, absolutely, and that happens a lot, especially when a big group is charging their whole bill,
yes.
And that foreign exchange fee can be a little bit of a zap when you go look at it. But one of the things that we offer here at the hotel is, here at my reservation office, when you can actually pay off your bill before you come down, and we use an American credit card system, so there is no foreign transaction fee.
Oh,
so if you're going to charge a lot of money down here to check out, it's better to even call me the day before. And then we can run it through our system, and there will be zero, no matter what credit card you have, because it's actually an American system through the internet that we use.
Very good.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, and you got some fishing to get to, man. We got more Let's Talk Hookup. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster so you can get those bugs in the boat. Now the Ace Line Hauler is better than ever with the Bulldog hands-free accessory. It pulls your hoops hands-free and even coils your line. If you're not yet on the Ace Line Hauler team, you must like sore arms. Get the Ace Line Hauler and make lobster and crab hooping more fun and productive at selected dealers or check acelinehauler.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Lanero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds to the comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLanero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Lanero. We love families.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 live at Palma State Cortez. Rye, we got a big winner of that Williamson Rapala Wahoo kit.
Is it Rapala or Rapala?
For me, it's Rapala.
Okay,
I'm saying
you
Rapala,
say Rapala
for you guys.
Yeah.
Rapala Ryan.
Rapala Ryan.
Now, we had Brett in Winchester. He was really patient and waited on hold there, and he's still with us. So Brett in Winchester is the winner of that Rapala Williamson prize pack.
All right. Congratulations. Oh, you were hoping, Mark Rea was hoping to be the winner.
Mark from Los Barrios?
Hey, yeah, Mark from Los Barrios. Hey, great, great show, guys, from Palma State Cortez here. I want to thank Eddie Ayo and Mark and Chucky. Fantastic show. I mean, it
thank
just
you guys
so quickly, the 2 hours.
Can't believe it. It goes so fast. But
yeah.
Thanks for having us on. We really appreciate it.
So, somebody wants to go fishing at Palma State Cortez?
They go just go on our website at VanWormerResorts.com, or they can call us at 877-777-TUNA.
And that's Playa del Sol also, right?
Well, yeah, you Van Wormer.
And the Diaz de Cortez.
Absolutely.
The whole thing. You get those new luxury suites, the luxury
right.
penthouse.
Yeah, check them out
or
online.
Or just a standard room. You have pictures.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. And you can book, of course, with Mark Rayer. If you want GenRen, you'll include that into the package.
Absolutely. We'll get you all set up with Mark's boats as well.
Yeah, and if you want to see Mark's boats, GenRenSportFishing.com, right?
TeamGenRen.com.
Excuse me. TeamGenRen.com. GenWren.
Yes. And we also have live webcams. You can see what the weather's like. There's a lot of information on the website. The one of the webcams actually looks right out at Palma State Cortez.
Perfect, man. All right, guys. Thanks a lot for that. We sure appreciate that. And for next year's tournament, our Let's Talk Hookup tournament, it's not too early to start calling and booking, right?
No, absolutely. Start
yeah.
booking now so you can get your favorite boat,
Thursday,
favorite
yeah.
room and everything.
Thursday through Monday, I believe the date is October 7th through 11th.
Yeah, we just shift one
yeah.
day earlier.
One day earlier, yeah.
yeah,
for sure. Join us because it's a good time.
It's a great time.
Yeah, it's a really good time. And we're going to join us again tomorrow. Right here. We're not going home. Right, Ricky?
See,
we're staying
game,
right here in the East
I don't
case.
Know if I'm ever going home.
We'll have all the results from day one of our Let's Talk Hookup tournament here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll be just going down the street here down to Rancho Leonero and having John Ireland at Rancho Leonero. We'll be broadcasting live from Rancho Leonero tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks to Ryan in the studio. Thanks to Adam on the board. And Rick and I will be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mighty 1090. We'll see you then.